Tom in the black new Bible.
Okay.
And the hoodie.
We are going to go live.
Today, this morning.
Let's see if we actually go live here. We're trying a different way, so.
You look like they're all tore up.
You bought those? I want them. I paid to win them.
My wife would wear them.
Oh, Mark Green's here.
Okay.
Mark Green's here.
I think we're live, but we're gonna try a different way. So it is, we're going to go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It's 5:01 p.m. on Tuesday, September 27, 2022. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Penrod. Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on September 13th. Were there any changes or corrections?
I had none.
Nor I.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is change order number one for Westgate Road Construction. Chip?
It's just a time extension. I think, did we go a week? I'm sorry, I cannot remember right now.
I think we went 14 days.
14
we?
Days.
Yeah.
Thank
yep.
you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So it moved it from October 1st, substantial completion, to October 15th. So those will be, no, I'm sorry. We moved it from September something to October 1st, so we bumped everything 14 or 15 days.
And actually, it would have been completed, substantially completed today, but the weather, I think they were hesitant to put the last surface on.
Gotcha. Okay. Any questions regarding change order number one?
No.
Okay. Can I have a motion?
Make a motion that we accept the extension of the Westgate project. And I'm sorry, Mayor, I got the October 1st, but what was the extension from the...
I'm not sure exactly.
I'm not seeing it on here.
Yeah.
Okay.
The new time frames are on here, but I don't have the old time frames. I'm sorry.
I'll just say the extension to be approved to October 1st.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion. All in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Just as an FYI, we will have another change order coming with some cost changes just because of quantities and things like that. But I anticipate that'll probably come the second meeting in October, I'm guessing, you think?
Yes.
Okay. When they finalize all those quantities and stuff once the project's completed. So. Okay, next up is the encroachment agreement for 740 South Thornapple Court. Mr. Crockett, do you want to come on up and
sure.
introduce yourself, your home address, and what you're planning to do?
Cook Crockett, 749.
Yes, I'm sorry. I noticed it said 740, then I looked it up on Beacon, and there was a 749, so I don't know what happened there.
Yeah,
but that's
I heard
okay, so.
It's south.
That is what I understand. Yes. Yes.
What we'd like to do is put our fence 12 inches inside the property line in the rear. The main service line servicing the community prior to our junction box is 10 to 12 feet inside of that towards our house.
Okay.
And so we've since we purchased the home, we've done some terrace work. We've done some drainage work. Prior to buying the home, it was a swamp in the backyard. Mm-hmm. The water comes down two houses upstream.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did was we went 6 foot wide with the property line
mm-hmm.
and put river rock. That has corrected the muddiness of the drainage.
Okay. Yeah.
It did not affect the neighbor upstream or downstream in any way. And we just like to see our fence back on the property line.
Gotcha.
If we put it inside of the easement area, it's just about impossible to do it. And we have pets, so we'd like to keep them in the yard.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Questions?
So what would be in the yard inside the fence? That the city needs to get to if
Well, there's our service line from the J-Box, which would be on our left side of our property line. The J-Box is on the property line. It's inside the property line on the corner.
Sorry.
There's the main service line that was bored in when the community was built under an existing fence row, existing hedge row. And then there's my service line that comes from the J-Box and cuts directly through my yard. So when I went to get the permit for the fence, the lady said, well, you're in the encroachment area, so you need to see the board. I totally understand if they have to come in there and do anything with these lines, if it ever happens, that all that would be destroyed. And I understand that. I don't see any reason why anything would have to be done. We've already had our power line moved. We paid the city to have our power line moved to put a roof addition on. We did that months and months ago. And they came out and moved it around and it's all fine. Other than that, there's no utilities there. We don't have a phone line, don't want one, and our cable comes down the other side, so there's really nothing back there.
So this doesn't have a bearing, but is the fence the wood fence? Or
it is a wood fence. Okay. It's going to be 48 inches tall on the back.
Okay.
It's up on a 5-foot hill. And so standing in our house, we could use a 2-foot fence and it would be fine. I'm going to build a 4-foot one.
Okay.
The side will be 6. On the right side of the property, I've got an agreement with the neighbor to tie into her fence on 2 areas. And she's got a strip, a 2 or 3 foot strip that we're going to take care of. We're going to provide her access to our property. There'll be a gate on that side. Mm. She has to get in for any reason.
Well, you mentioned bulldozing it down and that thing.
No, actually, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that's all been done.
Oh, okay.
All of the landscaping on the hill has been done, and it's quite an improvement to what it was. We just need to put a fence up.
Gotcha.
So that's where we're at.
And to your previous point, if for some reason we do have to access the easement, we tell this to everybody, and that is that we will remove as carefully as we can what's blocking our way. If obviously we try to give the homeowner opportunity to do it first. If it's an emergency, we'll go through and remove it as easily as we can, in a gentle way, if you will, and then it'll be your responsibility to put it back up.
That's
so.
Completely.
Yep. Any other questions, comments, or concerns from our department heads or from Board of Works? Okay, then I'll make a motion. We approve the encroachment agreement with 749 South Thornapple Court as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion?
Just a clarification.
Yes. Oh.
Go ahead, Marcia.
Go ahead, Marcia.
I might have missed it in the discussion, but is the limitation in the agreement, because it's not in the packet. I might have missed it. There was some cutout there.
What do you mean limitation?
The purpose of the encroachment specifically.
That's what I was trying to find.
It is listed under the, I saw it, let me get there first. On the improvement location building permit application, it specifically says a 4-foot privacy fence in the rear, 6-foot on the side. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, it's just that for the recorded document,
Mr. Crockett, just so you know what she's talking about, I got to find it first here. In this document, where it's the encroachment agreement specifically.
Yes, sir.
So what we'll probably do is we'll probably just add on, in the purpose of this encroachment, specifically limited to the privacy fence. So we'll just fill out that little section.
Yeah, the shed section next to the house.
Okay.
I may have to come back for that too. But it's my understanding that the side properties, there's no improvement.
Gotcha. So it's just
completely fine.
But yeah, just to make sure that you are just so you know that we're going to be changing that document a little bit to make sure it embodies, if you will, what our agreement is, which is about the fence.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Okay. And then there are terraces, wood terraces.
Okay.
That have been constructed.
Okay.
And you may want to add those. Those may be destroyed if they have to come in under an emergency.
Okay.
Outside of an emergency, they can be disassembled.
Okay. Okay.
Good.
So
would that be the thing.
At the end of the day, I don't want you to have to come back for a different
sure.
But a different time. So to me, I'm perfectly fine if the Board of Works is okay, Marcia, if you're okay with it, to include the wood terrace as a part of that, because it's constructed in the easement, correct?
The top level is.
The top level.
Yep. And then the top level is right on the line.
Okay.
Right on the edge.
So to me, I think it makes sense, instead of you having to come back at a different time, let's go ahead and include everything that's a part of that we understand and agree to as a part of the application. Is that good, Marcia?
Yes. And again, so he doesn't have to come in, but also so that it's understood.
Yes.
And you should get a copy of the adjustment.
Yeah, at the end of the day, when everything goes through, you'll get a copy of that. So last question then is for your shed. You said that was or was not in the utility.
It's my understanding that the size of the property, I don't have a build line.
Mm-hmm.
That's my understanding. That's what Mr. Wagner told me.
Yeah, okay.
Is that, and he did give me a footage off the property line.
Sure.
For the footing or the
right.
foundation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So to me, I think we include the terrace and the privacy fence and just call it good at that point. And if there's any other issues, we can chat through that later.
Yeah, when I went to get the permit, it only referenced the rear side.
I got
it.
Gotcha.
Wasn't the side.
Okay.
It was the rear
the
up
yep.
to that, whatever that line is. I think she said 20 feet. Is that correct?
I don't know that we would know that offhand without seeing a map or
well,
something
it was
like that.
On my survey when I provided
oh, okay, gotcha.
There was an encroachment.
See if I have that. I don't know that I have that in front of me, but nevertheless, I think what we'll do then is on the actual encroachment agreement, we'll add those two components. The terrace and the fence, and then we will. Move that through the process, and you'll get that at the end then.
Right, and then my gardening well, then that's just going to grow back.
I gotcha. On that agreement, Rosie, on the first page of that, or second page of that agreement, you have third page. Landowner has not signed that. Does that happen
they
later?
They don't sign it until later.
Till the end? Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah,
okay.
It has to go back to the Plan Commission.
Plan Commission. Gotcha.
Mayor?
So
yes.
Is that a valid...
No, I don't think that is a valid, although that's not his fault. That's planning
right.
and building.
I'm just
but
bringing
let's
it.
Make sure we change the date. Thank you all. One more page. Nope. It's the last page now, I think. Here we go. Up top. That date needs to be changed. I don't think it's 2099, so not quite yet.
It's a long way.
Well, it says December 31st, or would it be 2020?
Well, no. The application, the permit should be when...
It was filled out.
Again, this is not your fault. This is a planning and building issue, I think. But I would just include it as, I don't know, include it as today. But, I mean, if they need to change it back to whenever the appropriate date is, that's fine. But I think it needs to be today. So we'll address it, but so yes, we'll get that done. So, okay, have I approved a motion yet, or have we approved a motion yet?
We had
yet?
A motion and second by Ken.
Okay, so I'm going to amend my motion to include the terrace and the privacy fence into the document. That's my amended motion.
No, sorry.
Okay, so seconded the amended motion. Further discussion? Okay, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Thank you for the robust discussion today, by the way.
So where do we go from here on the document?
Yep.
Okay, so I will get this back to the Planning Commission tomorrow.
Okay.
And then they will follow up with you or you get back.
They'll follow up with me to
yeah.
record and then it has to be notarized by both.
Yeah.
My wife
and I. Yes.
All right, great.
Yep.
So I just deal with them.
Yep.
Awesome.
Great. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. Okay, next up on the agenda is the permit to cut into Curb Street and Alleys for 313 West Portsmouth Cove. This is for a new construction. Any issues or questions about this? Okay, I'll take a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the permit to cut into Curb Streets or Alleys at 313 West Portsmouth Cove, Columbia City.
I'll second that.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for 544 South Valley River Drive. Any questions, comments, concerns about this? I will take a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys located at 544 South Valley River Drive in Columbia City.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is a permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for 657 South Valley River Drive. Any questions, comments, concerns? Okay, I'll take a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the permit to cut into curb streets or alleys located at 657 South Valley River Drive in Columbia City.
Seconded. Motion second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. One note before we go to the United Agreement. I was at a Mayor's Commissioner's Caucus meeting last Wednesday, and the Economic Development Director of Steuben County was there to give us an update about issues that he is having with NIPSCO. And specifically that they have told him that they don't have enough gas to serve, like in the town of Fremont, for instance, they don't have enough gas to serve any more than four new residences in the town of Fremont, which brought me a lot of concern about what that means for the rest of our area. Now, obviously, I think we're probably on a really good pipeline because we're on US 30 and we're, you know, pretty much on I'm guessing on one of their major thoroughfares, if you will, for gas service. But it did bring me some concern about that. And then, of course, I got the packet and noticed that they asked for three new services. So I think we're in good shape. But it does bring to light the issue that other communities are having when it comes to gas service as one of those critical needs for a community to grow. So just so you're aware, I may be reaching out to NIPSCO just to kind of get an understanding of what our service looks like and more specifically what concerns they may or may not have about us continuing to grow in our community and businesses be served and things to that effect. So, again, not that it's a major issue, anything that we need to worry about here, but it is something that it does concern me a little bit if other communities that are not far away from us are having those issues. I want to ensure that we have the right kind of service for the future of our community. So enough with that public service announcement. But next, go ahead. I'm sorry? Town of Fremont. Yep. Next up is a consulting agreement with United Consulting for engineering services for various projects. Mike.
This is something similar that we have with Donahue and Associates. Essentially what it tells us is that we'd be able to call them if we need them to do work, and we would just issue a PO for the work to be done. There's no fees or anything like that until the work is completed, just like Donahue on our SCADA system. It's just basically signing a non-call agreement with them is all this is.
Questions of Mike on the agreement? I did see it was a, and I'm going to have to find it, a not to exceed, is it $12,000? Not to exceed $10,000, I'm sorry. I also noticed how much the interns were getting. Mm-hmm. We were paying for an intern, and I thought, wow, I want to be an intern. anyways, okay. Any questions regarding the Engineering Services Task Order number 2022-01?
Oh, hang on. You got two different ones there, Mayor.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is that a different? That's a different one than
yes,
what?
Yes, the on-call agreement is one that needs to be signed.
Okay, I apologize.
And there's no fees there. Now the task, that's where the fee is.
Okay, I got you. Okay, I apologize. So let me back up then and restate. The actual agreement does not have a not to exceed number. The actual task that will be a secondary piece. Is it a part of the overall agreement or is it secondary agreement?
It's kind of an all-call agreement. It's work okay. That I asked them to do, but we put the agreement, and then the task will be after that, and
gotcha.
Then we'll move forward from that.
Okay, so do you want to agree, do you want, I guess my question is, do you want us to approve them in two separate motions?
Yes,
okay.
We have to, I would think you would have to approve the agreement before you can do the task.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I understand what you're wanting, so.
And Marcia did review this.
Yes.
A couple of changes.
Yes.
Okay, have those changes been included?
Not in there, but in here.
But into the new agreement?
Right.
Marcia, were there any substantial changes that we need to be worried about?
I don't think so. It's been a while since I did this.
Okay.
Rosie won't remember, but I don't remember what I changed.
It was, they just had, it just said agreement at the top, and we changed the title to on-call agreement, and then added the city as an insured on the on-call.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
Okay.
Those were the changes.
Sorry, I didn't remember. But
yeah.
That's fine.
Well,
okay.
That's okay. It's been a couple weeks.
That's okay. Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the consulting agreement with United Consulting as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, so next up is the task order that I was discussing earlier, which is Engineering Services Task Order Number 2022-01. And do you want to talk in depth about this at all?
This is the city has a combined sewer overflow operational plan, which we've done several years ago, and it needs updated now with everything that has been done with the long-term control plan. The SDI Forest Main, there's a lot of information there that needs to be compiled. And what they're going to do is they're going to take all that information, since they have all the info from the long-term control plan, they're going to take that and they're going to update the CSO operational plan, submit that to IDEM. And then also on long-term control plan itself has certain dates and specific things that need to be done. There's an update that needs to be done. They've done the update before the project started. Now that the project's completed, we have to submit another update. So they'll put all that information together and submit that to IDEM. And then next year, we have to do a PCM, which is a pre-construction monitoring report. So that's what we're doing since the project finished. They'll gather all the information that we're doing as fall, as rainfall, outfalls, laboratory, compile all that together, and then submit that final report to IDEM. Well, I don't know if that'll be the final report. I think there's one more update after that, and then I think we'll be able to actually close out the project and end the agreed order on that. So several years ahead of time is the hope. So
I understand.
But that's what this one is for, and that is a...
That is a not-to-exceed 10, right?
Yes, not-to-exceed maximum of 10,000.
Yep.
Yep.
Questions on this task order? I'll make a motion. We approve Engineering Services Task Order Number 2022-01 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, I have the Whitley Chamber Little Pumpkins on Parade. So they have changed the time of this, just so you're aware. It does have a little bit of conflict with our parks mother-son Halloween party. What time does that start at 5 or 6?
6.
That starts at 6. So there'll be an hour of overlap, just so you're aware. I guess the question I had, Rosie, because I wasn't necessarily involved in this, but are they asking to actually close off both Chauncey and Van Buren?
It's my understanding, yes.
Okay. I was going to say, because historically they use the sidewalks and they don't necessarily close down the roads. So, I guess I wonder. See, I mean, it does say streets request to be closed. The west side of Chauncey, between the police station and Van Buren. In Van Buren Street between Chauncey and Main Street.
And they've got the whole...
But the west side of Chauncey, I wonder if they're talking about the actual... So we have a meeting between now and then. So if you're okay with it, I'd like to go back Would you be willing to reach out to Jennifer and find out specifically if they want parking stalls blocked off, the full roads blocked off? Because typically when we block off Chauncey and Van Buren, we like to create a chute, if you will, that they can either go north on Chauncey or, you know, we don't typically like to block off just one block of Van Buren without having a cutoff, if you will. So they're either gonna, we either need the 100 block of South Chauncey Street blocked off, create kind of a curvature so they can turn north on Chauncey. People coming from west to east on Van Buren. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if they're coming this way, yeah. So, well, I guess it looks like they do have a corner cut off. You're right. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I guess for some reason I was not seeing that. Did you see on Chauncey? I guess I'm saying is right here. So there's a chute people can turn. Okay. I'm sorry, I completely missed that. Thank you, Walt. For some reason I did not see that cut.
But it still shuts down the main.
Yes, but at least people that are heading west to east can turn north on Chauncey and get back over to Main Street.
Right.
So, and we have done that in the past. In fact, I think one of the times we do that is after the, Thanksgiving / Santa coming to town lighted Christmas parade. Typically, once the parade gets through there, we'll create a little thing, I think, typically there. So, nevertheless.
What should be here?
Who? Jennifer? I doubt it. Oh, wait, Jennifer Romano. But that's Jennifer Esterline. So, different Jennifer.
All right.
So, I'm okay with this, personally. Now that I know how we're going to move people.
And then we got the haunted jail going on.
Yep.
So you're...
Yeah, but people will be able to go.
Right.
I mean, again, the issue is from Line to Main. Really, that's really the main issue, right?
Yeah.
So.
Just a lot of activity.
It is.
Actually closing the street?
Well, so I think we need to double check that. But the way I'm reading that map, it shows that they are, because then you have an L shape there that they're forcing people to turn from West Van Buren north on Chauncey to get back to Main Street.
Okay, and I believe that Gary told me he discussed this with her, so if you want to wait some more weeks.
We can. Is that okay with you all, just to get clarification?
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then if you wouldn't mind, following up with Jennifer, and, I mean, heck, if Gary wants to do it, that's fine. I'm fine with that, too.
Okay.
So, okay. So we will table that until the next meeting. I think then we're on to bills.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $1,362,167.86 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated September 27, 2022.
I'll second. Further discussion? Those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I will make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $263,300.66 plus overtime in the amount of $8,813.55 for the pay file ending 9/9/22.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Department reports.
It's fun.
Department reports. Mark.
We've been working at the Patriotic Park, getting ready for the revealing of the memorial stone that's over there. So that's next Monday.
Yep.
And so we've done some landscaping. It should be, for the most part, almost done.
Great.
So,
I was going to go by there, but I wanted to find out if you're ready for me to go over there or not. So.
You know, it's almost done. I don't think they put the locking sand around it yet.
Gotcha.
For all the blocks.
Awesome.
Or no.
Great. Just a side note to that, Mark, I just want to say thank you. I know that wasn't a project that was kind of on your guys' radar, but I appreciate you and your guys kind of jumping into that. I think it's going to be a really cool thing once the community sees that the stone. There's a great partnership between the street and the Parks Department in handling that, and just really appreciate that. I think that Veterans Monument is a really cool addition to our community, especially being at Patriotic Park. I think it's going to be a really cool day on Monday, and hope that individuals can join. Yeah.
Thank you. We made an infield bigger on one of our main baseball fields so that we can put longer bases on it and play more of our baseball games down on the main four fields. So I appreciate Joel Holloway from Montour helping us do that. He volunteered. It was great. Saw football and soccer games on weekends. Concessions are busy. The Mother's Son Halloween party, as you mentioned, is October 28th. And next week we're meeting with JPR to talk about Eagle Park and the grant and all that stuff. So, that's it.
Question to Mark. Remind me, what is the ticket cost for Mother's Son?
20.
It's 20 per person. So you can order 5 tickets, or you can order 2 tickets,
right,
or whatever. Right?
Those are on sale at the park.
Gotcha.
One.
Probably can't just order one.
That'd be kind of creepy.
Yeah, that would be a little creepy. Unless it's a kid. Maybe it's a kid.
Can I go?
Yeah, they might be going with somebody.
You never know, right? Okay. I didn't hear that. I probably shouldn't have. Sean?
Showed it down there.
Okay.
So we officially transferred over at Westgate the last overhead feed, overhead customer to the underground, so that's all been de-energized, not quite removed, but now we're going to start working on seating and drawing in the next couple weeks. I don't know if I told you guys last time, but our north substation project that we've been working on has been moved this spring because of supply chain issues and material not arriving as quickly as we had hoped. You guys gave me permission a month ago or so to hire a replacement employee. We did get, so far we've gotten several very good applications. I'm going to be asking very soon for possibly adding an additional employee and not just a replacement, because you're looking at the last additional employee the city electric department hired. 21 years ago they hired me, so that was an addition. We haven't added to our staff in 21 years. We're averaging $4 million more in sales than we did back then. We have 30% more customers than we had back then. We've done it with the same amount of staff through all these years. So I'm not asking for it right away, but as we look into budget numbers for next year and rates and all of that, I think I'm going to lean towards requesting an additional employee at that time. But I'd really like to see where our Vegas rate study comes out and move forward from there. But other than that, project pre-con meeting for Main Street lighting is coming up next week, or sorry, 2 weeks, so we'll get started on that this fall.
Question of Sean. Thank you. Callie.
If you've been around town, see a little construction going on in various streets. Niblock, there's a package we approved for them. I don't know when that was. It was a while ago. They have till the end of this month to get the package done. It's basically coming out of winter into spring. This year we had several spots that were just rough, alligatored up, soft spots in the road that we wanted to fix. So we had this package. They started yesterday, and they should be working. I just talked to Todd, the foreman, and they were finishing up on Line Street. They're going to go from there to Earl Avenue, then I think out to Frontage Road, and then that spot on Spartan, too. So they did Business 30, Hannah Street, trying to think where else there was.
The one on Spartan, is that before you turn onto Main?
Oh. Yes.
That big pothole?
That big pothole.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
good.
We
okay.
We had that addressed.
Okay.
And they went into the shoulder.
The shoulder. I wondered.
That. So
okay. Thank
that
you.
That should help that out.
Good.
A lot. Plaza Drive was the other one they were working on. So, yeah. So they're working on all that. I think they're going to be working probably right up till dark, the way it sounded.
Yeah, I went on Line Street today, and they were working hard on that one. I got a call from a resident on Line Street asking what was going on, and he was very pleased that we were addressing some of the issues. So.
Yeah. So the next thing will be Pavement Solutions will be in probably here in a week or two. They're in Decatur now. They're going to work their way this way. They'll be doing pavement preservation work on our streets here. They'll probably be in town a week or so. I think our package is big enough for a week or 9 days worth of work. So they'll be coming in. So if you start seeing no parking signs in various streets around again, it would be for their work coming up. Other than that, we're just doing maintenance things and trying to keep up on still getting a lot of work orders coming in from Barriott and things like that.
Yep.
So.
Questions, Kelly? Thank you. Mike?
On the 20th, I'm still on vacation. I got a call from Bob that sometime, I'm guessing overnight between the 19th and the 20th, something was dumped on us and killed our plant off. So when I came in on Wednesday morning, basically what we have is just like clear water flowing through the whole facility. So I had to take a couple tanks out of service, increased our return rates from our secondary, and a little bit of rain showers that we got. They weren't big rains, they were small rains, so that helped wash some organics in. But just to let you know, we are going to have probably ammonia because we didn't have any nitrification going on because we didn't have any bacteria.
Mike, on that note, just for layman's terms for the public and make sure the Board of Works has a good understanding of that. So it's possible that someone dumped something somewhere in our system, ended up at the plant, killed off all the bacteria that eats up the material that goes to the plant.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it was residential or whether it was industrial. If I, by that time, you know.
At this point, there's.
It was gone. Now, you can strip. You were going to have ammonia violation. You can strip your ammonia by increasing your oxygen, but if we increase our oxygen, then our phosphorus skyrockets. So, take the lower road. We're going to take the ammonia violation and cranked up our alum to address the phosphorus during that time.
Whack-a-mole. We're playing whack-a-mole.
Yeah. We had two tanks out of service. We put one back in service yesterday. And I just have to say that as of today that we are back to normal on our numbers.
Great.
And so we caught it in time. The guys made the corrections that I asked for, and we got it back up, and we'll return our fifth tank back online tomorrow morning. So that turned out a whole lot better than I thought it was going to. I didn't have to make any phone calls, but the last thing I want to do is, on a case like that, is, you know, years ago we had to call Warsaw and have them, we contracted with somebody and have them haul sludge in and basically reseed. Well, we paid to haul the sludge out. So the last thing I want to do is pay to have it hauled back in.
Haul back in.
So,
wow.
But we didn't have to. We was able to catch and correct it in time. I met with... Also on that day, on Wednesday, I met with Midwestern on the CSO 19 project, and had an electrical engineer come in for the project and look at our current and kind of got some ideas on where they can get power, where they can run it to, the lighting and everything like that that we're going to have there on the new one that's done. So I took all that information, go back and try to hammer out almost a final plan, probably like a 80 or 90% design, so we can move forward with that from there. Columbia Shores lift station started yesterday, and that'll be the installing of new pumps, control panel, a bypass that if the station goes down that we can hook our pump up and bypass pump on that. They started that excavating that's going on over there, and hopefully they have that. They shouldn't be up to ground level today as far as putting that in, and I think they're going to do the tie-in either tomorrow or Thursday. So that part, and then we'll have oil come in and start working on the pumps because the bypass will be in place. I've been reviewing. I did today and on Monday some review of the 90% design for the forest main project, I've got plans for that. I've got the engineer's estimates, about $738,000 for the Forest Main project. I need to call and meet with Greg and discuss that part of it. And then we still have to, we're going to meet with, October 4th, I have a meeting with Donahue and I knew I'd forget. It's a pump representative. They're coming up from Southern Indiana, and it's one of the supply to pumps for Ellsworth. And we're going to look at Main Street and see what they can do as far as the replacements there. So I don't have a price on that. But the project is, the way I'm looking at it, it's probably going to fall about what I was thinking, because I was going to guess right around, you know, right around a million is what I was thinking. So won't know for sure until we get the rest of that done, but we're supposed to meet on the 4th. To go over that part of it, so we'll move forward from there. Also, myself and Mike Schoda will be attending the Indiana Finance Authority meeting in Abilene, so we'll be able to secure funding and stuff like that that we have to do yearly, so we'll be attending that on Thursday.
Okay.
Good. Questions to Mike? Thank you. Tom?
Well, I've been talking the last couple meetings about 102, one of our engines, the older engine, having some issues. That problem still plagues us. The company that does our repairs for us is out of Ann, Ohio. They've been here three times. Thought they had the problem. We take it up, test it, and it keeps failing. So yesterday morning, Chris hopped in 110, I hopped in 102. Per their request, we ended up driving it to Ann, Ohio and dropped it off at their shop. So they have all their test equipment stuff right there. It keeps us from having to pay all the trip charges of them coming up here and trying to figure this thing out. They're going through schematics, and now it's a matter of going through, as I spoke before, all the electronics in that thing, because a $2 part could be causing this whole issue. It's just binding that part. So we have an engine that's not in the firehouse. It is at the shop. So the driver operator course that we're housing for some of our guys that don't have it, that's in play. I think they spoke with some of the people at the park. We're going to be doing a EVOC course down there as they get through towards the end of it. So you might be seeing a fire truck down there going through cones and stuff. That's what that is. And it's just been very busy. This is probably has been the craziest summer I have ever spent with the fire department as far as just busy. You don't have time to sit down or get things done in the office. It's not been the norm. So I just thought I'd throw that out there, that I don't know what has happened in our world, but holy cow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Question of the time. Thank you.
Mine will be much shorter. Westgate, as I said earlier, should be wrapped up here tomorrow, I hope. And we just have seating and some signs to put in. Currently working on getting the estimates for the test kitchen all wrapped up. Other than that, plugging away.
Just for your kind of knowledge, we're tentatively planning a 6 o'clock on October 17th ribbon cutting for Westgate. You'll get more information once we hammer down some of those details, but just so you're aware, that's kind of generally what we're thinking. So, any questions, Chip? Thank you. Marsha?
Nothing on my end.
Rosie?
Nothing.
A couple of other reports, just so you are aware, if they... Actually, we'll download. Hold on a second here. There we go. Mike Schoda reported that they are flushing hydrants this week and probably into next week. And they have hired the two employees, and that start date is October 10th for them. For Chief Parrott, the new officer is progressing right along in FTO. Officer Pepler's last day is scheduled to be the 29th, so in 2 days. And obviously we wish him well in his position moving to Fort Wayne. They're gearing up for First Friday, obviously. That's coming up a week from this Friday. wow moment. I said Officer Porter and Officer Baker assisted fire and EMS at Westgate with an accidental gunshot wound where they, I guess, were first on scene and maybe placed a tourniquet on the victim's leg to kind of help. So that's, I think, good. He was really proud of that. Defensive tactics training is happening at ISMS on this Thursday. I'm sorry, it happened on Thursday, and it went very well. And dispatch, Barry Ritter, who we signed the contract last time for the kind of feasibility study for consolidated dispatch. Barry was here actually on Thursday, this past Thursday, and met with our dispatch director or our dispatch supervisor and Gary, and said that he was really impressed with our facility and just that we're really squared away, basically. So that's great. And day-to-day operations for the most part. I think that's probably, well, a couple last things just so you are aware. Coming up here, yesterday had a legislative meeting in Mishawaka with some legislators and with AIM. Obviously, we're gearing up for another legislative session that will include the budget, but also includes things like elimination of business personal property taxes and all those things again, so we're gearing up for that. We have I'll be on a panel for a mayor's panel on Thursday for Ambassador Enterprises, has a kind of workshop type thing. This Saturday is dedication of the Rainbow Bridge at the Humane Shelter. And, of course, like I said, Monday at noon is the Veterans Memorial dedication. You're obviously welcome to attend that. looking forward to that for sure. And then we have some insurance meetings coming up and things like that next week. So lots of things happening. And excited to move forward. What? Oh, okay. Well.
Nothing there.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. We have no press and no audience, so we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.